The Gibson's Paddle Club needs a new place to store their outrigger canoes and has proposed the district of Sechelt, Dos. Allow them access to Lambs Brook Beach. Margaret MacDonald made a presentation at a regular meeting of Dos Council December 4, asking for permission for the Sechelt chapter of the club to store their Hawaiian-style outrigger canoes, 2 6-person canoes and 1 4-person canoe, on Lambs Brook Beach or at another nearby location. MacDonald explained the group had been subleasing land on the beach at Porpoise Bay and Sechelt Inlet, which was leased by Harbor Air, but a change in the company's business plan, including suspending non-stop flying between Sechelt and Richmond, YVR South, as well as Vancouver Harbor for the coming winter season, saw them give up that lease. In short, we've been asked to leave our current location by the end of this month, December 31, 2024, said MacDonald, who added the club has been struggling to find a permanent home. Prior to Sechelt Inlet, the club stored their canoes on the grounds of Sechelt Sustainable Community, but when a bid for rezoning on that property fell through and it changed hands, within a few weeks the club was also asked to leave. Meanwhile, the Gibson's chapter of the club has had use of Gibson's Marina since 1997, an arrangement made through that town council. We are requesting that the Sechelt Mayor and Council support the establishment of an outrigger canoe storage area and launch site at a beach access location under the jurisdiction of the District of Sechelt to ensure continuity and our presence in the Sechelt area, MacDonald told Council. We would like to obtain a land use occupancy permit or, what would be the equivalent type permit, to occupy approximately 50 by 25 feet of beach access. Our location criteria is based on our preference to paddle in Sechelt, given the relative calm of the water. And in addition to safety, we are considering our criteria of available parking, suitable storage and the ability to safely launch, our preference at this time. MacDonald said, while the club has just begun its search, Lambs Brook Beach looks to have the amenities needed for storage and launching the canoes, including a bigger beach access, parking and portable washrooms. She added, if the canoes, kayaks and boats already stored at the beach were reorganized, there should be the space needed to store the canoes. So, it was one choice, but Gord, Dockstead, and I have visited a lot of the beach access sites. The other problem with some of the sites in the inlet area is there are mudflats and sinking mud, she said. So, if we were to launch our canoes, it wouldn't work, we would sink into the muddier areas. But this is the beginning of the process. We were hoping to get approval for the principle of locating it somewhere. And that is, to me, that is a possibility. Several of the councillors had concerns regarding parking, or lack thereof, at the beach. In response, MacDonald said many members already carpool, but the club could make it a priority if needed. In response to the proposal, community members also shared their concerns on Facebook about not only the extra vehicles and parking, but also the lack of space for the outrigger canoes, access to the children's play area and the high tides that frequent the area. One resident did comment that this might be a good time to also address derelict watercraft abandoned at the beach. Count. Darren Inkster suggested that while tasking the group with looking for alternate sites, if he should make a motion to see if council can help in any way. He then made a motion to have a staff report compiled, while also recognizing the tight deadline the club is under. Count. Alton Toth said it was because of the December 31st deadline that he would not be supporting the motion. I'm hesitant to ask for staff report and things down that route. I think there's still some opportunities that maybe we can explore and we can help the paddling club explore. Whether it is a long-term private property opportunity or whether it is a reintroduction to Sechelt Nation as potential, Toth said. So, I'm hesitant to pull staff into this yet. And we don't typically make motions based on delegations at the time of delegation, so I'm struggling with it from that perspective, but supportive of trying to find them a home. I just want to be clear, I'm just not sure that I'm supportive of the motion that's on the floor at the moment. The motion was passed with Toth voting against. Words missing in article? Your ad blocker might be preventing hyperlinked text from appearing.